This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Can your last words be used to convict your killer? This case got started when Detroit police responded to a shooting. They found Anthony, who before he lost consciousness, told them he'd had an argument with Richard, who shot him through a closed door. Anthony died a short time later, and police went to Richard's home, where they found blood and a bullet on the back porch, along with Anthony's wallet. On the basis of Anthony's dying statements, the jury returned a guilty verdict. Richard appealed, and the Michigan Supreme Court held since Anthony was no longer alive and couldn't be cross-examined as to the truth of what he told the police, the statements were inadmissible. But the U.S. Supreme Court reversed, stating that while the Sixth Amendment gives an accused the right to confront witnesses against him, statements made during an ongoing life-threatening emergency are an exception to the rule since they are not testimonial in nature. Justice Scalia dissented, writing that the decision leaves the Confrontation Clause in shambles and demeans this institution. But the majority ruled, and if you live to tell about it, your last words will be the last word. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.